Massachusetts is one of 41 U.S. states now reporting widespread cases of influenza. Tom Mimino is the mayor of Boston, the state's biggest city.
I am declaring a public health emergency in the city of Boston. The latest reports show an increasingly tough flu season.
A hospital in eastern Pennsylvania set up a special tent outside the emergency room to deal with the wave of flu patients. Several hospitals in Chicago have had to turn patients away and send them to other hospitals in the area. Dr. Mark Siegel of George Washington University Hospital in Washington says seasonal influenza is an international phenomenon. It usually breaks out in the coldest season of the year.
And it generally moves through Eastern Europe and then Western Europe and then kind of spreads westward towards the United States. Now with international travel, we often see it spread everywhere much quicker.
Dr. Siegel describes the typical symptoms of flu.
So influenza generally gives you a muscle aches, headache, high fevers, and it can be associated with sore throat, runny nose, cough. But any number of other viruses can give you similar symptoms that might not be quite as severe.
Horrible sore throat and ears.
Just makes you feel bad for 5 or 7 days. It's nasty.
Doctors say if flu symptoms are severe, such as shortness of breath, patients should see a doctor. And they recommend a flu vaccination as the best protection against the illness. Doctors warn that small children and the elderly are the most vulnerable to serious complications from the flu. This 6-year-old girl from Dallas died just hours after her grandparents took her to the emergency room with flu-like symptoms, and she was seen and released. Valletta Johnson is her grandmother.
They looked down her throat, checked her ears. Vitals was all good, said that she had the flu.
Doctors say they do not know if this unusually early flu season has peaked yet or if this year's outbreak will get worse. Cindy Sain, VOA News.